Kind words are like a spring day. Kind words are like a spring day. All of us are looking forward to having everything harmonious in our life, everything working smoothly in our life, everything being something that's a joy to live with right now. And the best way we can do that is by going around giving kind words. Kind words about yourself, kind words about what you see, kind words to people you talk to, kind words in every single possible way of life, because that's what it's all about. Truly, kind words are like a spring day. It's something that enlightens each one of us and illumines each one of us and makes each one of us feel wonderful, beautiful, fantastic. Because that's what kind words are. That's what lovely words are. It's easy for us to snipe and say unkind things to ourselves and to others. And every time we do that, we tear ourselves down a peg. We make ourselves feel miserable. We make ourselves feel unworthy of being even alive. But kind words are like a spring day. It's making us up. It's saying, all is good with the world. And all of us can make more kind words than we do, because we oftentimes speak too few kind words. And because we speak too few kind words, we have too few beautiful experiences in our life. How can you have more beautiful experiences in your life? How can you have a more wonderful, more fantastic life in your world? How can you do that? Well, the simple way to do that is by going around speaking kind words, being a wonderful person, looking for good in everyone. Now, you cannot look for good in everyone unless you first look for good in yourself. Because if you do not look for good in yourself, you will not find it anywhere. You will not find good anywhere in life if you do not first find it in yourself. Now, how do you find good in yourself? How do you find kind things about yourself? Well, our lives have been filled with many wonderful adventures, many wonderful activities, many things that were up and many things that were down. And when we dwell upon the things that were up, then we are putting causes in motion for a happier world to live in. We can remember the sad things of our life, but why? What benefit is it to us? You say, well, then we won't do it again. Well, why would we do anything again that was sad if we thought it was sad in the past, and now we're considering doing the same type of thing? Why would we consider doing it? Well, we consider doing it when we let our emotions run away with us, when we let our attitudes run away with us, when we think that we are not responsible for every thought we think, for every idea that passes through our consciousness. And we are responsible. We are truly responsible for every thought that passes through our consciousness. Do we have the right to go around being unhappy with anybody? Anybody? Does a mother have a right to go around being unhappy with her child because the child did something? Or the husband or wife did something to the spouse? Do we have any right to go around feeling unhappy about what they're doing? Or do we immediately say, all is in divine order, all is in divine order, all is in divine order? And then we start acting like it's a beautiful spring day. And we start shining out kind words, loving words, joyous words. Everywhere we go, we let these joyous, kind words flow from our consciousness and get out into our world, and we feel fantastic. And yes, when we feel fantastic, all the world is fantastic. When we start looking for kindness in the world, we say, my goodness, what a lovely day. I didn't realize such a lovely day. And the rain might be falling, and you say, It's not a nice day because the rain is falling. It's not a nice day because it's cold outside. It's not a nice day because everything is not going just the way I want it to go. And what happens? Then we start having things go just the way we want them to go. And as we have things going just the way we want them to go, what happens to us? What happens to us is that we feel marvelous. We feel glorious. We feel fantastic. We feel so wonderful because we have put the cause in motion for the goodness. Now, when a person does something that is not fulfilling to our desires, and we look at it and we say, that's not fulfilling to our desires. And then, as we say that, then we remember other things that were not fulfilling to our desires. We remember other things in life that were not wonderful for us and not fantastic for us. And what do we do? What do we do? Well, we just compound it. We just compound it. Stop it. Stop it. Be the spring that knows no badness or otherness. The spring just knows itself. The spring brings forth the flowers. The spring brings forth the grass. The spring brings forth the beautiful rain. The spring brings forth everything that's glorious and good. The spring of our life is our birth time. It's for the birth time of all the kind words that we can think and say. We are a virtual garden of happy words. We're a garden of happy thoughts. We're a garden of life and goodness. And then we say happy things to one another. We say, I love you. And we mean it. We don't just say, I love you, because that's a nice thing to say. We say, I love you, because we mean it. And when we say, I love you, because we mean it, what are we doing? What are we doing? We are saying, I love you, because we mean it, because that's who we really are. That's the essence of us. That's the depth of us. That's the fullness of us. That's the kindness of us. And that's all that matters. Can you begin today to let your words be kind words at all times, and let it like a spring day. It's like a wonderful day where everything is blooming and growing. Oh, you may pull out a weed here and there, but that's because you just release it. But you concentrate on the lovely flowers that are in the garden, not the weeds. Truly, if you concentrate on the weeds in your garden, you'll find that they can pretty soon overwhelm you. But when you concentrate on the beauty in your garden, the happiness in your garden, the love in your garden, the lovely flowers, the lovely blooms, then your day is glorious. Here on the mountains, we have what we call belly flowers. And you got to lay down on your belly so you can look at the flowers because they're so tiny. And you get right close to them and you look at them and they are just radiant and beautiful. If you had them in profusion, you would have the ground cover all beautiful flowers, as it is here on the mountains. And every time you look down at those belly flowers, you say, oh, that's so beautiful. And they're not great big roses that are as big as your fist, but they're belly flowers, as big, tinier than your little fingertip. Just finer, tinier than a snip from your fingertip. But that's what it takes. And one more belly flower, and another. Pretty soon the belly flowers are all over the walkway. And they usually go on the walk path that you go. As I walk around the miles of meditation paths here at the University of Healing, at the Absolute Monastery, I see many belly flowers all the time, popping up here and there, right where I walk, right where I'm stepping. They don't mind that, because after I've stepped, then they pop up again, and they spread out there. Wonderful petals, and they may look beautiful. And this is how life is. Kind words are like a spring day. Kind words are like belly flowers that just pop up, and they're never offended. They're never disturbed. They're never bothered. They just always are there. You can make your life a life filled with a spring day. You can make your life filled with kind words that make everything in your life and every experience in your life and every joy in your life fantastic, because that's who you are. That's who we are, and that's all we are. So today, let that be your desire for yourself as it is mine, and say, kind words are like a spring day. I love you. I love you. I love you.